Chongqing, China. Guang Jingxu does his final house call for the day. A little boy with some kind of respiratory illness. The mother fears it's another case of tuberculosis. The color returns to her face when the doctor assures her it's just a chest cold. Her tears and gratitude follow us down the dusty street.
It's comforting to see children again. I mean those who were born after the war. Real children who know nothing but a world that includes the living dead. They know not to play near still water, not to go out alone or after dark in the spring or summer. They don't know to be afraid, and that is the greatest gift, the only gift we can leave to them. Sometimes I think of that old woman at New Dachang, what she lived through, that seemingly unending upheaval that defined her generation. Now that's me, an old man who's seen his country torn to shreds many times over. And yet, every time we've managed to pull ourselves together to rebuild and renew our nation. And so we will again, China and the world. I don't really believe in an afterlife, the old revolutionary to the end. But if there is, I can imagine my old comrade Gu laughing down at me when I say, with all honesty, that everything's going to be all right.